Bezras Hashem, the halacha topic for Daf Chav Vav will first be the topic of having svarim and impossible in extreme instances a Sefer Torah in a bedroom. What would be the requirements, especially in cases of when there's tamita in the bedroom? What is the halacha vis-a-vis svarim? The Gemara on the top of Chav Vav Amar Aleph, already starting on Chav Hei Amar Beis, had said on the bottom of Chav Hei Amar Beis, "Bayishesh b'sefer Torah tefillin asa l'shamish bo'as hamita ad sheyotim ad sheynichem kli b'toch kli." The Gemara suggests that the svarim need to be placed in a kli b'toch kli. The Gemara actually gives us two examples, which become both of them important halacha lemaisa examples, and that is, number one, the Gemara says that if you're placing one kli inside of a kli, then it has to be in a kli that is not normal to house that object of Kedusha. Let's take, for example, tefillin. Tefillin will have a great example. Often, people, when they have what's called in Yiddish their tefillin zekel, the tefillin pouch, often has two parts. One is the pouch that actually holds the tefillin, and many nowadays have a plastic surrounding of the tefillin pouch. That would not be an acceptable covering for tefillin to place in a room where there would be kashrus hamita, or for that matter, according to many poskim, if people would be walking around undressed. And the reason for that is because it doesn't follow as a kli b'toch kli if it's the exact same type of kli, in the sense that it was there for the tefillin. This point is borne out by the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Mem Sif Katan Zayin, that clearly the outer bag does not serve as kli b'toch kli, exactly as the Gemara had described on the bottom of Chav Hei Amar Beis, going to the top of Chav Vav Amar Aleph, that it needs to be in something that's not called kilyon, it's kli. The Magen Avraham in that simin does say, though, that if one spreads the talis on top of the tefillin bag, so then the talis is not kilyon, and that could be acceptable. There are two ways in which one can make a break between the Davar Shebe Kedusha and the other things that are going on in the room, whether it be tashmish, or as we'll discuss later, changing children with dirty diapers and so on. And this is borne out in the language of the Mechaber in Simen Reish Mem Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, "Bayis sheyesh bo sefer Torah o chumashim asuim beglila, also l'shamish bo achiya b'fanav mechitza." One way in which it's permissible to do other things that are normally prohibited is if there is a mechitza in front and dividing between the individuals and the Sefer Torah. The first of it, again, is our Gemara. On the top of Chavov Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarech lasis la mechitza asara. A Sefer Torah requires a mechitza. Tosas observes that in our Gemara, you could point out that it really comes out of the Gemara itself, that in our Gemara we spoke about kli b'toch kli when it comes to tefillin, yet when it comes to Sefer Torah, there we're machmir for mechitza. Points out the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed in Simen Reish Mem that there are two ways in which one could differentiate and create a distinction between what's going on in the room and the Davar Shebe Kedusha, either through a mechitza or kli b'toch kli. Points out the Mishnah Berurah that our Gemara, this is Tosafos' point already, that our Gemara differentiate between Sefer Torah and tefillin. Tefillin, it's acceptable to have kli b'toch kli. When it comes to Sefer Torah, that would not be enough. There needs to be a full-fledged barrier. What qualifies as a barrier? The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Hei in that simen says that it needs to be a barrier which is solid. If it was simply a curtain that would blow with the wind, in such a case, that would not be acceptable. It has to be a real barrier when we're talking about a Sefer Torah. However, when it comes to tefillin, there a mechitza is not necessary, and kli b'toch kli would be acceptable as well. It is for that reason that if there is a bookcase of Svarim and things that are prohibited to do in front of Svarim, can be done if the Svarim are, number one, in a bookcase, writes the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed, and then covered by a kisui, a sheet. Even if the kisui is not one that qualifies the mechitza, it blows around, since by tefillin we're makel, certainly we would be makel as well when it comes to Svarim. There is another leniency that applies to Svarim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkat Lamed Gimel, which is a large leniency, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there are those who disagree, but one should be aware of it, and that is if the bookcase is large enough that would hold 40 sa'a and is an amma by an amma big, so then in such a case, it could very well be that another kli is not necessary at all because it's considered a rishus b'fnei. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, yesh machmirim b'zeh. However, if it is attached to the wall, it could very well be that everybody would agree that one could be makel. Most bookcases are not attached to the wall. Even if those bookcases have 40 saw, ideally it should be covered. It seems from the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Mem, in Sifkat Zayin, that if the cover is clear, that would not be acceptable. The Piskei Tshuva is in a special edition to Simin Reish Mem, in footnote 123, quotes the Eish El Avram with an interesting heter, and that is that if one doubles over a bag, so then in such a case, that could qualify as a double kisui as well. So what emerges is a mechitza is not necessary for Svarim and Tefillin. A mechitza would be necessary when it comes to a Sefer Torah. It has to be a real halachic mechitza, not one that would blow in a Ruach Metzuyah. And we discussed the different types of double mechitza that would be acceptable. And it is clear, a very common case when it comes to bookcases, so there it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Mem, that the bookcase would qualify as one kli, and then something covering would be enough, although it should not be lechatchila clear, a clear covering. This is what emerges if one reads about the clear covering, if one reads the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Mem, Sifkat and Zayin. This shaila doesn't only apply in terms of Tashmish Amita in front of Svarim, this shaila also applies in regards to changing dirty diapers in front of Svarim. Piskei Tshuva has a nice collection of the Psakim in Simin Mem Oz Dalad in the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, that's in his Chelek Rishon, of course, where he points out that really lechatchila, it's not appropriate to change a dirty diaper in front of Svarim that are laying around. One would add, though, we already learned in Simin Reish Mem, the bookcase qualifies as a separate kli, and therefore, if they're sitting in a bookcase, so then, in such a case, then that would be enough for considered to be in a separate reshus, or more precisely, considered covered. The Shalos HaTshuvas Divrei Malkiel quoted that since a bedroom where a child sleeps, where a toddler, infant sleeps, is not a room that is designated for going to the bathroom. Therefore, one could be makel and rely on a single cover. And therefore, what would emerge is if there is a large bookcase, in such a case, then it would be considered acceptable lechatchila to change a baby in such a place. Finally, in cases where a person relies on kli bitoch kli, there is a big discussion about whether it's important which one of the two kelim be eino kilyon, the abnormal kli, the kli that's not actually wrapped around the davar shebekdusha normally. We gave an example of a tefillin bag being kilyon and a talis not being a kilyon. Does it make a difference which one goes first? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Ches and Simen Mem says that it does not make a difference. It is quoted in the name of the Archas Rabbeinu that the stipler felt otherwise, However, we would paskin that as long as one of the kli is not, as our Gemara said, kilyon, that would be acceptable. It should be noted as we conclude these halachos 2 points. Number one, we learned that for a Sefer Torah, mechitza needs to be made in Hilchos Shabbos, Simchon Tezvav. We learn about the prohibition of creating a mechitza hamateret. And therefore, when it comes to making a mechitza to allow for something in the house, that would be a big issue for Shabbos. And bottom line is the basic rule is that a mechitza hamateres is prohibited. Secondly, it's important to point out that we've discussed Be'ezer Hashem, the halachos of Sefer Torah, and tefillin, and svarim in the room. We have not discussed in regards to how mezuzah should be put in a room vis-a-vis the above-mentioned issues of tashmish and so on. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes the first set of halachas. The second part of today's halacha is really the spirit of halacha of tefillah that emerges from the Gemara on Chavav, on the base. The Gemara had told us that tefillah is modeled after the Avos, and we learn Avram's tefillah from Vayashkim Avram Baboker El Mokom Asher Omad Shom. And Chazal say, Amida is tefillah, and it searches for a very interesting makar. It quotes from Tehillim, the Maisa of Pinchas's zealotry, his kina, Vayamot Pinchas Vayifalel. And Pinchas stood up, and he was Mifalel. Now the Gemara is using Mifalel as tefillah, and says, we see that standing by Avram is the same standing of Pinchas, and that must be of tefillah. Now, if you translate the word Vayifalel in that pasuk in Tehillim, the Gemara's drasha is a mystery. And that is that the pasuk in Tehillim tells us that he stood up to judge between those who require death and those who didn't. Question is, what exactly is the word Vayifalel, which we use this day as being tefillah, which the Gemara over here is a requirement of tefillah, yet what does that have to do with the word judgment? Rav Shamshon Pinkus, in his excellent book, Sha'arim B'Tefillah, speaks about the idea that one of the most important parts of tefillah is actually for a person to sit in judgment over what is truly MS life. And that, he argues, is one of the primary goals. Rambam describes in Hilchos Deis, Rav Pinkus says, that the ultimate emes, the ultimate truth, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that is that the entire world is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have to exist. However, the truth, Eina, the Rambam writes, Lefichach Eina Mitaso Kamitas Echamehem Shekol HaNimtzoin Tzrichen Lo. Everything that exists in the world needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need them. And that exactly, Rav Pinkus argues, is the way we start off in tefillah. Hakel hagodol hagibar v'hanora kel elyon. And that is that we are trying to internalize within ourselves what is emes la'amita. So in tefillah, we attempt to sit in judgment of what is truly emes. That, of course, is the process of tefillah, Rav Pinkus argues. Once a person begins to internalize this, then he realizes how he's dependent as a motzui, he is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his entire being is dependent on him, and he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then finally, when he begins to reflect on this Bakasha Sa'emes, he internalizes how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him, and that's the final part of Shemona Esrei, the Hodah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, one of the most critical parts of Tefillah is this component of standing in judgment, looking for emes la'amito, trying to truly, truly, truly begin to plumb the depths of our metzius and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could add to what Rav Pinkus had said, that there's also another process. Chazal referred to it not only as pilul, but also lehit palel, a reflexive judgment. That a person, when he's in the search for emes, he also needs to turn that search inward to analyze himself, what is it that I need to improve in myself, And that is so much part of the avodah of Slach Lanu and so many other things. Tefillah. Rav Pinkus also points out that there is another component from the word pilul that is not from Pinchas, but rather is found in the Torah of Naftule Elohim Niftalti Imachosi. The name Naftali, and Rashi explains, means to join. And that is tefillah, is also this tremendous opportunity of dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could add and put this in a halachic context by pointing out the following halacha. In a celebrated piece, in the first piece of Chidush Reb Chaim Halevi, of Reb Chaim Brisk, in his first piece in the Sefer, he points out a contradiction in the Rambam between Perek Dalet and Perek Tes in Ilchos Tefillah. In one place the Rambam says, called tefillah she'ein bo kavana eina tefillah, that there always needs to be kavana for tefillah. It's not called tefillah without kavana. However, the Rambam contradicts himself by saying that you need to have kavana for all the words in Shemoneh Esrei. However, b'di'evad, if you had kavana only in the first bracha, it would be acceptable. How to reconcile the stira? Reb Chaim suggested a beautiful yesod. And he said that when it comes to all of Shemoneh Esrei, the Rambam says, kol tefillah she'en bo kavana eina tefillah. The Rambam there is talking about the awareness that one is lefnei Hashem. The only time one is yotzei tefillah is if one has the awareness that he is standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is being mechubar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, when it comes to understanding the words, that is only necessary, the Rambam holds, for the first bracha, b'di'evad. B'di'evad, one is yotzei if one internalized the first bracha. Maybe we could suggest that these are exactly the two motifs that we saw in the word of tefillah itself. That when it comes to the awareness that I am with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm being mechaber with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the part of the word tefillah of naftule that we have in Sefer Bereishis, that Rashi says that that word of tefillah means to be mechaber. Yet our Gemara spoke about something else, and that was the word of judgment, where a person is both judging himself and even more significantly trying to be as honest as possible about the emes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. That component of the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is something that he starts off with in the first bracha. The component of being mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that is throughout the tefillah and is something that's ma'akev. If he doesn't have the awareness that he's standing lefnei melech malchei melachim, that would be ma'akev. Maybe we can understand Reb Chaim's hesber in light of the above ideas that we saw in the two components of tefillah. If the idea of tefillah as judgment, which we learn out from our Gemara on Daf Chavav Amud Beis, is a component of understanding the end, what is the most critical bracha? The most critical bracha is the first part, Hakel Hagadol Hagibar Vahanora. And therefore, that would be ma'akev when it comes to tefillah. So Be'ezer Hashem, we've seen the two ideas of what the word tefillah means, and have seen the basic yesod in terms of the halachos of kavana, as discussed by the Rambam and explained by Reb Chaim of Brisk. To apply this also halacha l'maisa, it is interesting to note that my Rebbe Rav Nevensal disagrees with this famous Reb Chaim, because what emerges from Reb Chaim is that when it comes to the first bracha, one must understand it. If one does not understand it, then one is missing the component of Pirush Hamilim, and if he doesn't understand those words, so then that is ma'akev. That's what we call the part of tefillah of judgment and awareness of what one is doing. However, Rav Nevensal in Ha'ara to the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Sadiches Sif Katan Aleph points out that it doesn't seem to come out this way halacha l'maisa. What do I mean? That what would the halacha be if someone doesn't understand tefillah at all, does not understand the Hebrew? Would it be acceptable for him, l'chatchila, to say the first bracha in Lashon Kodesh? Rav Nevensal points out that the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Dalid seems to assume that the halacha is that saying in Lashon HaKodesh would be acceptable, even if one does not understand. According to Reb Chaim's logic, If one doesn't understand it, it should be ma'akev when it comes to tefillah. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Aleph, Siv Katan Yudalid, Rav Nevinzal points out. If that's so, so then Rav Chaim's Lomdus, as beautiful as it is and as beautiful as it fits in to the above construct, remains to be seen whether that is, Rav Nevinzal said to me, the Lashon that he said to me is, I'm more makel than Rav Chaim. That according to Chaim, it's ma'akev for a person to understand the words of the first bracha. Rav Nevinzal claims that if he's saying it in Hebrew, he does not have to understand it, and rather, he would still be Yotzeh. This concludes, Be'ezer Hashem, the halacha and the machshava for today.